critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what's up, thinkers? Welcome back to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. I am so glad that you're here. So glad that you care about good thinking and learning about it. So let's dive in. I want to start off, as I typically do, with a quick review of a fallacy that we covered earlier this season, the naturalistic fallacy. Okay, you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what the naturalistic fallacy is? So the naturalistic fallacy happens when someone says that just because something comes naturally to us or happens in nature, it's therefore right and should be accepted as normal. Or that because something doesn't come naturally to us, we shouldn't use it as a standard for morality. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing the naturalistic fallacy is this: it may come naturally, but does that mean it's right? If you want to review or hear more about this fallacy, go back and check out episode 162. And I just want to pause real quick and give you a quick little plug for my membership, Crazy Thinkers. You might wonder, Kathy, why do you start off every episode reviewing? Well, for a very important reason, because it's not enough. I love that you're listening to this podcast. I love that no doubt you are learning some good thinking skills, but just listening to a 7-minute episode is not enough to really help you learn the fallacies. Yes, you are going to get trained in how to think well and how to recognize bad thinking, but it takes practice, you guys. It takes practice. So even for me, even though I do all the research for every episode, I write the episode, I spend all this time preparing, and then I still forget what the fallacies are if I don't practice them. So in Crazy Thinkers, we do exactly that. Every month, I send you a downloadable PDF with cartoons, memes, headlines, articles, and I give you the questions that you can use to ask your teen and have a great conversation so that you can practice recognizing fallacies using real life material. It is a really great way to practice what you're hearing and learning here on the podcast. Plus, you'll get free access to my 10-week course on the tools of good thinking that can be applied to every other area of life. So if you'd like to learn more, just check it out at filterthroughbraincell.com/crazy and get the practice that you need to become a crazy good thinker. Are you looking for a good math curriculum for your student? With our sponsor, CTC Math, all of your kids from K through 12 can learn at their own pace with one family subscription. That's right, with the CTC Math membership, you have access to all grades and lessons, which means your children can work at whatever level is best for them. Whether your kids need to catch up, keep up, or move ahead, with CTC Math, they can finally understand math and work at their own pace. So you can get all the details and even start a free trial at ctcmath.com. And for homeschoolers, you can sign up for 50% off using the link in the show notes. Okay, guys, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the nut-picking fallacy. So the nut-picking fallacy happens when someone finds the craziest or the most extreme person in a particular group and uses them as an example of what everyone in that group is like. It can also happen when someone takes the weakest part of someone's argument and makes it seem like that's their whole argument, ignoring all the other strong points that they've given. So let me give you an example. A funny version of nut picking happens at big sporting events. Have you ever seen like big football games or basketball games where the camera scans around the crowd and picks out the craziest fans to put up on the screen? Well, that's sort of a funny version of nut picking. They're finding the most extreme version of the team's fans, the nuts, and highlighting them as though they're representative of every fan. So nut picking happens all the time in politics, and both sides do it. It's very easy to find some crazy person in a MAGA hat and make it seem like they're representative of every Republican out there. And it's just as easy to find some crazy climate activist and make it seem like they're representative of every Democrat that's out there. But is that really true? Are all Republicans like that? Are all Democrats like that? No, right? That's nitpicking. And the problem behind nitpicking is that it's making a caricature of a certain group based on one person or a small handful of people that in this caricature might not be true of the group as a whole. Now, sure, there may be a few people who fit this extreme version in any group, but they're likely not representative of everyone in the group. Nitpicking is a tactic used to make a group appear more extreme or more crazy than they might be. And if this fallacy sounds a little familiar, it should be a little familiar because it's pretty similar to some of the fallacies we've already learned about in the past. Basically, the nitpicking fallacy is what would happen if the straw man fallacy and the cherry picking fallacy had a baby. And why, right? Why do people engage in nitpicking? Well, it's very simple, because it works. In fact, nitpicking is a great way to go viral in today's social media world, where 5-second videos that quote unquote prove a point get shared thousands or even millions of times. People enjoy seeing what they want to see, and they want to see the opposite side as being crazy. So when someone shares a video that seems to show the opposite side as being crazy, they love it, and they're more than happy to share it over and over. And this kind of brings me to another example of nitpicking. It's these man-on-the-street videos that people do. You've probably seen them. Someone's out on a busy street with a microphone. They're asking random people questions about a certain belief, an idea, a policy, or whatever. Or sometimes they're just out there asking basic trivia or history questions. And in the videos that go viral, it's always of the people who do a terrible job answering the question. For example, it's a college student who doesn't know some very basic historical fact, and the headline will read, "Kids get dumber when they go to college." And they're trying to make it seem like every kid who goes to college doesn't know even basic stuff that everyone should know, and that all college is a waste of money and these kids these days are idiots. Okay, do you see the fallacy here? But let's think about this a little more. How many people do you think they interviewed that day? Well, we have no idea. How many people did they talk to who did know the answer to the question? We also don't have any idea. Why don't they show those people in the video? Why did they just pick the nut who had no idea? Because they know what sells. They know what will get the clicks and what will get the views. You see how this fallacy works? So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing the nitpicking fallacy is this. Is it really true that this person represents everyone in that group? I'll say it again. Is it really true that this one person represents everyone in that group? Okay, y'all, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filteritthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with people.